Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys,
it's
happening with Snooki and Joey.
Can I call me?
You smell like tequila and suntan lotion.
First of all, I hate tequila. You smell like wine. You don't, oh my God, really?
You take tequila shots when you're wasted.
No, never.
You look beautiful.
Hey guys, I'm back in studio.
Yay.
It's happening.
This is actually the first time we've seen each other physically in the flesh.
You guys, Joey lost like half himself. I can't.
I had the, what would you do if I had the gastric sleeve and I just told you about it on the air?
Well, you weren't that big.
Oh, thank you.
But Joey has like muscles now and shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yes.
I leave for 4 weeks and this guy's like a different person. Cool.
So today's episode is sponsored by Bright Cellars, Kind Bars, and Aura Organic.
Actually lost weight and I gained weight.
Remember when you left, when you were leaving? Have you guys ever had to say goodbye to your best friend? Like if someone's moving away when you're in middle school, that's how sad it was.
Oh my God, Joey was so dramatic.
So I said, are you going to remember me? And then Nicole's like, you know, Joey, I really think this is going to be a good thing for us. A little time apart because we, not that we were annoying each other, but like, you know, when you like, away from your friend, your best friend, or your partner, or whatever.
You appreciate each other
you
more.
Appreciate each other more. So it really did help me. I got healthy while she was gone. She
see
got rich while she was
you're
gone.
You're gonna say fat, you fuck.
No, I was gonna say rich. She, you know, she's doing successfully with her new show, and she did all good things came out of it.
But
except
I'm
for
just
her liver.
I'm just annoyed when I was always like, Joey, let's go work out, let's go have fun. And you're like, now. And then you start doing it when I'm away. Like that's what I love.
I needed
and then
a
you do it when I'm gone.
I needed a kickstart because I can't keep up with you. Back then, Fat Joey. I can keep up now, though. I think.
I doubt it.
No, I can't. I tried to do a burpee and almost fell flat on my face.
Oh my God.
I burped on the floor. That's
Joey looks amazing. And yeah, since, you know, we filmed Jersey Shore, we literally went to the gym like twice the entire 4 weeks.
Really? Well, it was a vacation. Did you guys have to work? Are you allowed to talk about that?
No.
Oh, did you work, though?
I don't know. Oh. Did we?
I don't know.
I don't know. Don't get me in trouble. I'm
all those people, I'm going to have to ask the fans because all those people were snapping. I had the best time. The first week you were gone,
You were like FBI agent, like jealous girlfriend.
I totally was.
My God.
Every picture. So I really appreciated the fans all taking pictures of them when they were filming because I got to see like you with like a
How'd
picture.
How'd you find it though? Did you like hashtag Snooki psycho?
No, it just like showed up on my phone. I doubt it. No, it did. Like, you know, on my search browser. It would just pop up.
Okay.
And then people started sending me stuff and Instagramming me stuff.
No.
But I had a drone.
You were up at wee hours of the night.
I had like, a drone.
Stalking my life on Instagram.
I hired a Colombian drug cartel boat from.
You probably did.
And it was going up the coast and they were taking.
You probably put a camera
pictures.
In my hair so you can watch everything that I do. Psycho.
No, I wish I had a camera
no,
in that
it was
house.
Amazing, though.
I know.
It was so much fun. I'm so glad I'm back.
Did you get your nails done when you were there?
Yeah, but I need a fill.
I like the color. She has gray gunmetal glitter nails.
I got black because that's how my soul felt in the house.
Did you?
Now I'm back.
Yeah.
And I finally feel alive.
You had fun,
though. It took me like a full week to, you know, get myself back together.
You must have had fun.
I drank like 4 weeks straight.
I know. And I can't believe you didn't gain weight. I don't see any weight. You're
no,
wearing a robe,
I did.
Though. But for you to drink that much, like every day?
Basically, I took like probably 5 days off the entire time.
Did you have late nights like you used to, or were like pretty like early? Were you guys, because your mom's and like you have kids, were you in bed by 11 or like were you clubbing?
No, because we didn't go to dinner till like 11.
Oh
it was
God.
Like the worst.
What time did you have to wake up?
Whenever. Like we didn't have like a set time when we had to wake up. But me and Ron did pull 24 hour benders a few times. So you will see.
Yeah. How exciting.
We call ourselves the Spiral Squad, and that's all I'm going to say. I don't want to get in trouble.
Okay.
We're the Spiral Squad.
You heard it here first, girl.
Spiral Squad.
Hashtag Spiral Squad.
Yeah, so get ready for it.
Yeah, I'm really excited to watch.
Yeah, April 5th, guys.
Did you lay out and like get tan by the pool and like drink margaritas and stuff?
No, we just drank.
But you didn't have any like real,
we had, like,
any real relaxing vacation time, like a spa or anything cool, anything relaxing besides the drinking?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I pictured us doing that, but we didn't.
Yeah, because this is like, I think it's a little different than your normal like trash holders. I saw pictures of the house and it looked beautiful.
I know, but we acted trash again.
I know you can't say anything, but it
we looked, acted like we were seven again.
It looks very elegant.
And no, it's dinner, very beautiful.
You didn't go to dinner before. You used to get chicken cutlet fights in the kitchen.
And
now,
oh, yeah.
Now you went to fancy dinners?
I mean, we always went out.
Yeah.
To fancy dinners. But we were still trash.
This time you drank out of real glasses and not solo cups.
Same.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. I'm
so happy. So get ready for that, bitches. It's going to be a nightmare.
Did you have sex with Gianni since you've been home?
I mean,
I'm sure.
Duh.
That's like when like someone gets out of prison. I can't wait till Juicy Joe gets out of prison and him and Teresa Giudice get to do it again. She's been hurting.
Why didn't you have Teresa on the show when I was gone?
I called her.
And she thought you were a stalker.
No, she wasn't available. And Melissa wasn't available either. Okay, so obsessions of the week. Do you want me to go first? Great.
Oh, sorry.
So we all know that I'm, you know, working on eating healthy.
Yeah,
so
Joey, we get it. Well, skinny. We get it. You know how to work out. Jesus fucking Christ.
Well, I'm actually a trained boxer now. You can call
you
me
are.
Joey Ali.
You're making
Ali.
Me feel like a fat.
No, call
so
me
annoying.
Joey Ali because while you're away, of course, behind the
I'm texting
back,
Layla. You said that.
Layla Ali. I went boxing with Nicole's cardio trainer, Adria, from...
Oh, cool. Ooh.
We're best friends.
She's, annoying.
So we went to Rumble Boxing in New York City, and I had the best time of my life. First of all, the co-owner...
The best time of your life?
Well, as in a workout class.
Oh, okay.
Besides when we did the stripper pole, that was fun, too.
Yeah. Well, we were wasted.
And the owner, Noah, he was our trainer, our instructor, and he takes his shirt off. He's so hot. Shout out to Noah from Rumble Boxing. It was the funnest class because you get to like wear this, like, I love costumes. So you get to wear this like boxing little outfit. Like you put your gloves on and you get to punch this water balloon and it's 45 minutes and it's like nonstop.
I'm jealous. I'm so annoyed.
We got to go back. Noah invited us back. So we're going to
go back. I love boxing class.
There's two places in the city. There's one in Soho and one in Flatiron. Look them up now. Rumble Boxing. And there's videos of what you're going to be doing. And you learn a 6-point punch. I learned to go like this. Watch. You go, ooh. That's a 1-2 punch.
But you know what's good about boxing class is it's a good workout. It's amazing. It literally works your entire body.
Yes.
But then you're also learning self-defense.
Yeah.
So like you know how to kick someone's ass.
And there were celebrities all over the place. Too.
Calm down.
The girl from
Orange
is the New Black.
Go be
someone
with her.
From Shameless was there.
Go be with them.
No, I didn't speak to them. I didn't dare speak to them. I'm only allowed to have one celebrity friend.
So annoying.
But anyway, I'm obsessed. Thank you.
Which girl from Shameless?
The boy from Shameless, Ian, was there.
Shut up.
Yes.
Is he gay in real life?
No, he's straight.
Damn it.
I know.
Annoying.
But and all the Victoria's Secret models go there, but it's not intimidating. I was not intimidated with all these like models and people there because it's everyone's welcome. So it's like when you first get there, it's the most welcoming place. Everyone's like,
yeah.
Oh, come in. No matter what your fitness level is, it's not intimidating. They
even if
everyone.
You're just trying it out for the first time, you
so
can go
good.
At your own speed.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to like keep up with everyone.
Yeah. So
which is nice.
Everyone get into Rumble Boxing.
Oh,
New
I can't
York
wait
City.
To go now.
I know, we're gonna have so much fun.
Thanks, Rumble, for treating my friends nice.
Oh.
I'm going to come in.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
It's happening.
Let's jump right into celebrity gossip, guys. The Jersey Housewives, you know that Siggy Flicker? The one that was on...
Does she do the Spanx?
No, she that's fucking New York Housewives
oh, oh my,
20
oh,
years ago.
I literally
New Jersey
don't.
Housewives, Siggy was the one that was on the podcast with Sammy Sweetheart.
Yes, like
so
her.
So she was on. Then she got at the last season. It was Melissa's birthday in Barbados, where the hell they were. And she bought this cake that looked just like the Envy store. And it had, like, it was, she spent like all this money on this beautiful cake for her. And sure, they were just having fun. They were on vacation. It was Teresa's birthday. I mean, Melissa's birthday. So they got drunk. They're wasted at the table. So they ended up like fucking with the cake. Like after the cake, they sang happy birthday. She goes, oh my God, thank you. How beautiful. And then they like started trashing the cake, like throwing it on the floor and whiling out. Like they were wasted. So then
airing right now?
No, it's been on. It was on last season.
Oh.
So she got all upset, the woman Ziggy, because she spent all this money on this cake and all, like, you know, took all the time to think about it and plan it with the guy.
Mm.
And the girls were like, are you fucking insane? Like, you know, it's a fucking cake. Calm down. She thought that it was like they were acting like she was acting like they killed one of her kids or something. So she was wiling out, acting wild and weird. So I don't know. Something happened. So she did not get asked back to the show.
Oh, for next season. Drama.
So listen, so they were looking for, and this is your name's been thrown around a ton. I mean, everyone knows you were away, so they know you weren't doing it. But so they
but
were.
Andy
they,
doesn't like me, were, though.
He doesn't?
I feel like no.
Hmm. Well, you were
but
on
even
before.
So, like.
He'll probably ask you back this time now that you're famous again.
No, but if they ever asked me, I would be like, I would think about it in a later time, you know?
Like what? Like.
Because I'm doing Jersey Shore now.
Oh, Jersey. Like, I thought you meant Andy Cohen. I'm like, what would you think about a later time?
No, like interview? I wouldn't say no to it, but like it's not the
we're
time
talking
now.
Jersey Housewives. Nicole would be on Jersey Housewives. So they've been trying out new girls to replace her, and none of them have worked. They've had two girls separately filming. They've been filming for months. They were supposed to start full filming on February 1st, and they're still not filming.
Why don't they just bring back the OGs?
I know. They should bring that redhead, that fiery redhead, the Manzo.
Oh, I love Manzo.
I was with her.
They should bring both Manzos.
Remember I did that job the other day for MTV?
No, I wasn't here.
You weren't here. Well, I did a job for MTV doing makeup at the thing. Thanks to Snoopy. I got good hookups like that. So I needed assistance. So I called Jacqueline's daughter, Ashley Holmes. She came and assisted me. She's a great makeup artist. It's Jacqueline's daughter, Manzo's
okay.
niece.
Yeah.
She used to live in Vegas. She was like wild. Now she's like married and has a kid. She's so cute. So she assisted me. So
that was cute.
Yeah. She's a great makeup artist. And Ashley Holmes, shout out. Thanks, girl. So they're looking for a new housewife. So if you're in New Jersey and you're rich, hit up Angie Cohen or the Bravo people and be like, I would like to join
and
the
you're
cast.
A bitch and you love drama.
Yeah. Cause they can't filming. They're saying that they might cancel the series.
Jersey?
Yeah.
You cannot cancel Jersey.
We still have to wait until Juicy Joe gets out of prison. We can't.
No,
there's so much
no,
more to do.
Jersey is the best season for me and Beverly Hills.
Yes, Beverly
That's
Hills.
That's my two favorites.
Same.
So you cannot cancel Jersey
no,
or
they won't.
I'm
so
canceling
they,
Bravo on
so
my
they
subscription.
They need a new housewife, so they're still looking.
What about you?
I could. You know, I ran into that gay from that show, that Greggy Bennett.
I don't know who that is.
He's the gay best friend of the Manzos.
Oh,
he was
okay.
like me, but like on
God, you know everyone.
I saw him at a bar the other night.
Did you make out with him?
No, he didn't even say hi to me.
Have you made out since your weight loss?
No, I haven't even pleasured myself. Well, I do like once in a while. I use my fleshlight. Yes, yes.
Your pee-pee looks bigger,
and I shaved it all down. I shaved it because they say every 10 pounds you lose, you gain an inch of dick. So, fat guys, if you lose 10 pounds, you get a free inch of dick. So it's like, you know, it's a bonus. It's like something to look forward to. So then I took it a step further and I shaved down the tree trunk.
Oh God.
So now I just look like a big.
Did you cut yourself?
Yes. Under my peach. And
Stop.
I tie underneath my peach deal, like near the bottom part. I cut it and
oh,
I had to
worst.
Tie. I had to tie as big.
Did you cry?
No, it didn't hurt. It was just, I kept bleeding. It doesn't stop bleeding. So I had to like go to sleep.
God, it's like a jugular.
I had to tie a paper
should
towel.
Should we pass? Cause you snipped your penis.
I had to tie a paper towel around my peach deal. Cause a Band-Aid, I didn't want to put a Band-Aid. I think it would hurt. So I just tied the thing around it until the bleeding stopped.
Oh, yeah, you need like a tourniquet.
So yeah, it's basically what I made, a makeshift tourniquet. And I went to sleep and it was fine. But yeah, it feels good. Then it starts itching when it grows back because I never used to shave anything.
Did you ever shave your butt?
No. How
like
I
your
get back there?
No, like your butthole.
No.
Oh.
How would I get back
Don't
there?
Don't do it.
Wouldn't it? Doesn't it itch when
it
you?
It gets so itchy.
Gross.
It's the worst.
And then it probably your butt cheeks probably sweat even more and get slippery. It probably
like,
feels like
you're walking
you
in public and you're
time.
Like smacking your ass because it's so itchy. You guys don't ever shave your
have
butt.
Have you ever had a? Have you
get
ever
it waxed.
Have you ever sharded? This is gross. Have you ever sharded and had to like walk to the bathroom? How slippery your butt cheeks are when you're walking? That's what I think. If you
that happened twice
greasy
to me.
Butt, because like if you're sweating,
but I was hungover.
Yeah, but if you're sweating, your butt and there's no hair there, it's gonna like. Oh,
I feel like hair protects things.
Yeah.
Right? Like germs and stuff. It
absorbs things. I think you sweat
absorbs
more.
Absorbs the shit.
I think you sweat more.
And you have dingleberries. And
that's disgusting.
Where are we going with this?
I was shaving my penis.
Yeah.
I shaved my penis.
My penis.
I'm just excited to get to that where I want to be because I'm turning 40 this year. I didn't tell you I'm moving.
No, you told me.
Okay, I did. Yeah. So this is my 39th year. And you did this with your 30th, I think, too. I think you like kind of you kind of like want to like do things. I don't know what you did for your 30th. You did.
What do you mean? You threw me a surprise party.
No, I mean, like, you know, life wise, like I'm turning 30 now. I'm going to do this. Well, you decided you took your career by the balls. Your 30th year. This is your 30th year. You're filming a brand new show. You have three. Actually, Nicole, we can't talk about this, but Nicole has, and I'm coming along for the ride, has literally three huge production shows going on right now. We're going to be so busy.
You're not only
going
to see me on Jersey Shore, but I have another show coming out. Yep. Like, you guys, I am coming back.
Yes.
This bitch is coming back. You can't get rid of me. Sorry.
Yes. And we're going on tour for our podcast live. We don't know about that yet.
Yeah. But can we get that shit going?
Yeah.
Ben.
Oh. Okay. Thank you. So she's got a ton going. So you took your career by the balls for your 30th.
Same.
So for the 40th, I want to do the same. And I've never, I'm not saying I'm open. I'm going to try to find a boyfriend. Cause I think, but right now when you have a roommate and you're 30, for almost 40 years old.
Yeah. Like, it's like,
going on a
date,
a
40 year old version. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Like, you're like, oh, let's have a beautiful dinner. Like, you want to go back to my place? I'm like, oh, sorry, my roommate's doing aerobics in the living room. It's like, no, you can't have a roommate.
Tara's not doing aerobics in the living room.
No,
she's like doing a gangbang.
Yeah.
So where are you moving in by yourself?
I'm by myself. Yeah. So Tara's going to go by herself.
Scaredy?
No, I'm excited. So Tara's also, she's not 40, but she's,
can you afford it?
Well, that's what I'm here to ask you.
Oh my God. So, he wants a loan out.
No, I don't want a loan, but you may have to co-sign for me. Would you do that?
I mean, what's,
I need someone who makes over $200,000 a year and I don't know anyone else. I think you make it more than that. And you don't have to pay my bills. Just in case I get killed, you're just responsible for the rest of my rent.
Oh my God. Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Off camera.
Yeah.
Maybe John, maybe Sissy. Sissy has an Instagram, you guys.
Did you find a place?
No, I'm not moving till May, till end of May. So everything that I'm looking for now, like, it's, like I'm saying, this is cute, and then it'll be gone by then. Because in New York City, you have to like start looking the month, like 30 days before you're about to leave.
I feel like springtime is like the worst.
I don't know.
Hopefully, or maybe the best because everyone's away.
Could be. I don't know. So everything I'm looking at now. So if you know anyone, any realtors in New York City, I'm not kidding, guys, that can get me a great deal. I want to live on the Upper East Side again. I'm in Murray Hill right now, which is like in the 30s. I like the Upper East Side because it's much more me and all my friends live up there. So if you know any realtors that have any no fee apartments on the Upper East Side for me for a late May move in, let me know. So I'm doing that. And then I'm getting my body back in shape and getting my health under control. And then I want to have my snaggle tooth fixed and I want to have my tit sucked out. I'm going to shout out Dr. Tutella.
Yeah.
That's who does Nicole's boobs and everyone. She did situations, surgeries, and what did he had his neck sucked out, right?
No, he got like the
Kybella.
Yeah. And
I
then
want that too. Mike's girlfriend Lauren had
got
her boobs
boobies done.
Her
boobs. Yes.
She looks beautiful.
Her boobs look amazing.
Yeah. So hopefully if I lose enough weight, I'm going to get some, you know, nips and tucks, just like, you know, little problem areas. Does he do cool sculpting?
I don't think so.
No, that's for amateurs. Cut me open.
But you could go to like a Cairo. Cairo?
Cairo. Call me in?
Cairo place for that. I have a hookup for that as well. Yeah.
Oh.
So we'll do that one day.
Yeah, we need to. So that's what my 40s are about: getting my body and living my best self, getting
living my best
a
life,
new place, and then hopefully I'll open myself up to
for adoption.
For adoption and a large penis. I'll open myself up to dating. I'll see, you know, I'm not looking
for
that.
Remember our medium friend, Gina Marie, New Jersey medium. She said around 40 or in your 40s, you're going to settle down and get married.
Yeah.
I don't know about marriage.
I would do marriage.
You're so psycho.
I know. I'd have to find, then what the trick is, I have to find someone even more psycho than me that makes me look normal. Someone who's
Yeah. So if you go out with me,
I don't cheat though. I would never cheat. So like,
no, I know, but psycho like that. Like if you went out with me to like go to a strip club, like that wouldn't happen.
Are we going to a strip club soon?
Possibly.
We're going on tour.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll let you guys know if I do any appearances.
We're doing club appearances. can you imagine? What are we, 22?
I know.
What are we?
I'm only going to do if it's like a good time.
Yeah. I think it will be.
And if Gianni lets me,
we're going to be like Scott Disick, like the Lord. Are you going to go up with a new name?
Oh my God, not that bad.
Spiral Snoopy?
He's like
Spiral?
The worst.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
So, yeah, moving on.
Amanda Bynes is coming back.
She's,
in a big way.
She's in school.
For fashion.
She's doing good.
She's doing FIT. She looks great.
Yeah.
Remember, not many years ago, she was throwing bongs out of the window and showing up with Halloween wigs.
I liked her that way.
Me too. It was my favorite. Yeah. I was hoping I'd run into her or we'd become friends.
Okay, calm down.
Remember, she pierced her cheeks and then would make all these weird videos doing makeup?
Yes.
We have to have her on. But write that down, Ben.
Also, I'm sure she would.
You know who else is trending right now? Who I got to get on the podcast?
Lindsay Lohan.
Well, of course. Spencer Pratt.
Why?
Because he did TRL recently and he's
doing
the Morning Breath podcast. Mm-hmm. He is all about crystals and healing and hummingbirds. And he has a new podcast with his wife, Heidi Spencer, and it's called Make Spidey Famous Again. So he's promoting that. And
I want them to be famous again.
I do too.
They got to bring the hills back.
I know. They're
you
talking
about Jersey Shore. Bring the
Kristen
fucking
Cavallari
hills back.
Already confirmed that she's on board to do it. Everyone's on board.
Well, you know what? Now that I'm home at MTV again, I will make that happen. Yeah. I will make sure the
Nicole's
execs bring it back.
Nicole's an executive.
I am a businesswoman. I will get the hills back.
She's going to go in the boardroom and talk about it.
Because, you know, they have Siesta Key. But if you're like us, like in our generation,
well,
growing up to
thing.
Like Laguna Beach and the hills.
But they're doing that.
You're used to that. So when you watch Siesta Key, I'm like, oh my God.
So Siesta Key had to do like a rendition. MTV always likes doing this. I think they did it with you guys too, with the other shore.
Yeah.
They had to skit out an old skit from Jersey Shore and they put the new cast so they dress up. So they did the same thing with
the hills.
But
then they realized like everyone still loves the old shows.
Yeah.
So like bring the old shit
back.
It's
like your ex-boyfriend, like the one of your first love, you always go back to your ex, like, you know, always fall back in love with your ex.
Mm.
It's like, you know, he's my first love. I can't think about it anymore.
I mean, I think they'll see how good our show does. And if it does good, then they'll be like, fuck it, let's bring the hills back.
I don't want to jinx this, but for us not having anything written down, we're killing this podcast right now.
Well, because we haven't seen each other.
I know. I'm having so much fun already.
So I wanted to talk about Kylie.
Kylie?
So Kylie
she had a baby.
The baby. Yeah, she had the
Stormy
baby.
Stormy Daniels.
Yep.
Junior.
But.
Do we know who the baby daddy is? Everyone was saying it was Tyga, but it's not.
I don't care.
He's very
light. I just want to see what the baby looks like.
Okay.
So she tweeted, is anyone over Snap? Like, do you ever use it anymore? How sad. She goes, still love you, Snap. So then I Googled.
I feel
and
the exact
supposedly,
same way.
Snapchat, after her tweet, Snapchat lost like $3.1 billion.
I don't think it was
billion.
Because of Kylie. It's because no one can figure it the fuck out. How
I know,
do you
but
find
Kylie
your
didn't help with that shit.
How do you find your friends?
How do you see your friend's story?
That's what I mean.
It's so annoying.
I
hate it. They need to go back to it or I'm never using it again.
Guys,
I'm going to delete the freaking app.
I do have to say, I'm not being obnoxious, but I kind of am.
You're always obnoxious.
No, for people like us, it's a lot. It's like 10,000 times worse.
Because we're old?
No, because we have so many people follow us, so many people on our thing. Mm. So it's hard. You don't have your messages open. I have my messages open. So like if I go on, I'll show you. You can't see.
It gives me anxiety.
You have to scroll through. I have to scroll through thousands
it.
And thousands and thousands of things of messages to see the people that actually I follow. It should make it so the people that send you messages you do follow can go on the top or something. I don't know.
So basically,
figure it out.
Snapchat, get your fucking shit together because I miss Snapchat. I miss using it. Now I'm on Insta Story. So you made me cheat on you and go to Insta Story. And that's what I use now. So if you guys want to see my stories that I do on Snap, it's on Insta.
Yeah, I do. I try to still do Snap because I do like the new font they have with that little black bold background. It's like a black background and then the white letters.
No, I love the font.
I like that font.
Like, why couldn't they just add like different fonts and graphics and keep the original format?
Right.
Annoying. So Snapchat, definitely the guy who did that is fired.
Yeah.
He's probably getting death threats.
And
sorry,
then,
bro.
The Discovery page is kind of cool though because I'm on it now. I'm on the popular
stories. No, I'm over it.
Okay.
Well, I don't like it.
Well, you're doing that. With someone has a sinus infection.
I feel like that's all I wanted to talk about.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Wait, no, I have some other news.
What?
Chelsea Handler's making her own weed. I forgot
cool.
to tell you. She's coming out with her own line of weed, and they're going to be able to sell it. You know, she lives in California. You can go to the store now. There's like a real drug store to go into, and it's, are your nipples itchy? What's happening?
I'm fixing my boob.
Okay. So she's going to make her own line of weed. I think more celebrities should get into that business. It's a booming business. The liquor business, I mean, maybe you should come up with a liquor or a wine, but you want your own winery.
Yeah, I want my own wine.
Do you know the most successful celebrity endorsements are liquor? What's his name? George Clooney made over $1 billion on his Casa Amigos brand.
Oh, my God.
$1 billion. And
like, what do you
Skinny
do
Girl
with that
Margarita,
money at that point?
He owns fucking Lake Como, which is like the most beautiful island in Italy.
My God. Calm down.
Bethany Frankel made those Skinny Girl Margaritas, and she sold it to Coca-Cola, who is like the biggest fucking beverage distributor in the world. I think Coca-Cola, someone who she sold to.
I don't remember.
And now, what's his name? Ryan Reynolds has a new gin. I'm like, I think that's not going to do so well, though. Who drinks gin? I do, but...
Channing Tatum has a vodka.
Oh.
Let's support him, please.
Channing Tatum used to be a stripper.
Wait, so World of Dance is coming back on.
What's that?
Oh, my God.
Is Julia Stiles in it?
It's literally Julia Stiles. Say the Last Dance. That's how I got my nickname. No, World of Dance is with Neo...
throwback.
My girlfriend Jenna Dewa. Yep. J Lo and
what is it?
Derek.
Is it like you
from
think?
Dancing
you,
with
so
the Stars.
Is it like American Idol but for dancing?
Yeah, but it's like groups and like different solo artists. It's amazing. So that's coming back. I'm really excited.
Did you
that's
watch
like
Drag
show.
Race this, last week?
No.
It's on tonight, but last week's elimination, our good friend Aja, who was on the show, she got sent home. So RIP,
the worst.
Aja was so amazing. I love her. I'm still going to support her.
Is
she's
it the
local.
First week?
No, it's like the fifth or sixth week.
Oh. Bitch, I just got home. I don't know what's going on.
No, she did good. She did good. It was a good run. But Aja, we love you, and you're always an all-star in our eyes. But tonight, another...
Sorry, Mr. Girl.
Yeah. Another elimination happens tonight, so we'll see what happens with that. But season 10 was announced last week. For All Stars. And I mean, RuPaul's Drag Race has been killing it.
Everything. Emmys and shit. Like,
yeah, Emmys.
Good for you.
Yeah, shows. Whoever's in charge of the marketing and PR for that is
Michael
fucking,
Fabiani. Yeah. Thank you.
I know. Our good friend Michael is in charge of all that.
But
RuPaul's been killing it in the game. Next season, we want to get you on the as a guest judge. I'm surprised you've never done that.
What?
Remember we asked RuPaul when we were drunk?
Oh, yeah. I think we scared him. That's why he doesn't want us on.
We terrified him.
Because
like
we met RuPaul when we did Chloe's show. So when Chloe had her talk show. And we were wasted. We like chugged in the green room because we were nervous.
Remember, she's like, can we have...
I blacked out when I filmed the show.
We emptied the entire bottle of vodka in our cup. They were like, it was like a bottle of vodka.
I know. They were like, wow. Well, let's go cocktails with Chloe. So I figured everyone was going to be wasted.
We saw RuPaul.
And we were like, RuPaul! And he was like sober and like professional.
He was like very poised, wearing
hello.
A suit. Like, hello. Oh, that's
I was like, oh,
thank
sorry.
You guys.
And then when he didn't need to stand by me, he like walked away.
Oh,
I was like, no, stand by me.
You embarrassed yourself when you dressed like a rapper. Remember?
So I was like, yo. I'm like, oh my God, kill me. The worst. I want to kill myself.
I'm trying to find this.
Oh, and if you guys would like to know, we are not drinking today. We are drinking our Starbucks like adults.
Yeah, because like we can't.
How
we're
weird.
In diets. We're in diets. We should start doing. What kind of drugs
I don't
want to
drink for a while.
Yeah.
I drank for 4 weeks straight.
Do you know how many calories is in that?
Yeah.
I'm on MyFitnessTracker. MyFitnessPal.
No, if you started drinking again, you'd blow up in probably a week.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It would all come back. Mm-hmm. But I use MyFitnessPal. It's an app that counts your calories for you and has like great workout things.
Oh my God, you're so, calm down. You're so like good. Annoying now.
I even know my macros now because your trainer, Anthony Michael God. Fitness, who we know and love.
Macros.
Anthony was on our show. Words. Remember, Anthony called in and he gave us such good tips.
My
about such
macros.
Good reviews. So Anthony and his partner, Christy, from Florham Park Fitness, Nicole's gym, and Anthony Michael or Fit Foods. What's it called?
Anthony Michael Fit Foods.
Anthony Michael Fit Foods. These yes. are the two creators, Anthony Michael and Christy. I met with them privately off camera and they did my macros for me. So now I know what percentages I should be doing.
And yeah, they're really good with that. They're like nutritionists.
Basically, they told me, oh, this is the tip. One tip I can share with the group. The biggest no-no, whether you're doing diets or not, just be mindful. And if you do this one thing, you'll immediately start losing weight and be healthier. Never eat fat and carbs at the same time.
Right. You either do fat or you do carbs.
So that means
fat is usually like a keto diet.
Yeah. So fat. So anything like cheese or oils or like avocado or peanut butter or like things like those are fats. So you can never mix those with carbs. So just basically thinking like avocado toast is a huge no-no because it's fat and carbs together. Because your body, when they eat the things, it gets confused. They said,
oh, you're like a trainer Stop. Now. I can't.
Your body
Who
gets confused.
Who is this person? You know what? I'd rather have the spiral, Joey.
I guess I'll start doing meth or something. Should I start doing like a hard drug? Can you see my jawline?
I hate you.
Stop. So if you eat fat and carbs, you can't.
Ew, can you your just body pass?
Let me just get my word out. God. I have a lot of.
Who are you?
I have all my
what
followers.
What did I come back to? A freaking nun? Jesus Christ.
I have you know that I.
Jeez.
I stole an apple from Trader Joe's while you were gone.
Did you ever drink when I was gone?
Yeah, I drink once a week. I can make it today if you'd like.
No.
Okay, sad next time.
No, I might throw up.
Yeah, I don't want to drink either. So,
my God.
Okay, so fat and carbs. So a cheeseburger on a bun, that's bad. You can have the cheeseburger and the burger, but don't have the bun with it because the bun is going to be the carb and the fat. So just think about it. It's basically any sandwich. You're fucked if you like sandwiches because there's no bread and cheese ever. Like, pizza is a perfect example. Cheese and bread. It's not fun, but neither is, you know, no one said it'll be easy. But yeah, so just think about it when you're eating peanut butter and apples because fruit is a carb. If you don't know, fruit is a carb. So don't dip your apples in that peanut butter anymore, bitch.
Well, I'm in a group chat with my Jersey Shore mates, and Dina said, can I go on Joey's diet, please?
Stop!
She said, what did he do?
Oh, my God. Tell Anthony Michael Fitness.
I'm going to say cocaine and ice cubes.
Yeah.
Cocaine and ice cubes. What did he do?
I'm doing paleo with macros.
He's on paleo.
Yeah.
Paleo.
And like diet. And once a week drinking. That's it. So enough about me.
All right, so...
Oh, that's what I was doing. Hold on. I'm getting celebrity gossip. I want to tell you what I've seen. Did I tell you that I'm following Kourtney Kardashian's lifestyle now? I got her app. I pay $2.99 a month for it. That's probably why I'm broke. Do we have to leave?
Soon. And why would you do that?
Because I just think I've been eating bee pollen and I drink collagen now.
I want to punch you in the fucking face. I'm like over you. I don't think I like you anymore.
I talked about Kourtney.
I don't think we're going to vibe anymore.
Could I call me?
The fuck?
We're going to be fine. We're just fine. Someone get me a beer and a burger with no bun though because fat and carbs are bad together.
You're like the worst. All right. So I'm so excited to be back home.
I know. It's like
I hope you guys miss me. And I want to say, Joe, you did a phenomenal job.
Thank
I've been
you.
Listening, doing my cardio, and I knew you were going to kill it. I didn't want you to be stressed, but you really did kill it.
Oh, my God.
And
the
fans,
so much.
The fans were like, oh, my God, Joey was amazing. We're Yay. So happy you're back, but Joey killed it.
Thank you. It's
Good
like riding.
Job.
You did a great job today. It's like riding a bike. We just jumped right back on.
Well, this is legit the first time we're seeing each other.
I know.
So it's nice that everyone got to hear
it's
our conversation. Yes.
For court records.
So everyone, give a round of applause for Joey.
Thank you, guys.
Good job, Joey.
I just want to say, I'm only kidding.
Oh, I brought you a gift.
Stop.
For... No, it's a funny gift. It's not like a Gucci purse. Calm down.
Oh. Is it in your handbag? Nicole and I switched seats today, so if we sound different.
Yeah, I'm in a different seat.
Yeah.
So... I got you a little present for, you know, killing the show while I was gone.
She's pulling it out of her Louis Vuitton huge bag.
There
Stop.
You go.
Stop. Do you know I need this?
For what?
She got me her mugshot on a mug that says, wow, everyone knows who follows me knows that my can I call me in coffee mug was stolen from my job right off my desk.
Shut up.
Yeah, someone,
who would steal that?
I think a cleaning lady is a fan of yours probably.
Psychopath.
So now I have something to drink coffee. I was going to buy one this week.
So when I got home, I ordered new product for my Etsy shop and I have my mugshot. I have my mugshot on a coffee cup and I also have it on shirts. So new product. Yeah, my you guys, if you want to check out my Etsy.
Did you make that in your oven like you do the other ones?
No, it's a different setup, but yeah.
Oh.
Isn't that funny?
I love it.
So you guys check out my Etsy shop, nicolescraftroom.com. There's new shit. And yes. Joey just got a new cup.
I'm so excited. Well, thank you guys for listening this
week. Yes. So we would like to say thank you to our sponsors. We love you so much for the episode today. And our sponsors are...
Our Aura Organic, Kind Bars, and Bright Sellers. That's Sellers with a C.
Thank you. We love you. We'll see you next week. And again, thank you again, Joey, for killing it. I love you so much.
I love you so much. Hura komi.
Bye, girl.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear Figs. Because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts, and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your Figs? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room, listening to this podcast? Wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.